from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. Always a delight to talk to Mike Florio when he joins us now on the Score Hotline. Michael, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well.
We're kind of hoping that the Jordan Love hold-in could end up being worse than it is, but apparently they're going to pay him, and there's no problem, and it won't benefit the Bears at all.
Yeah, I think the fact that he's there shows that they're working toward getting this done. The key is always figuring out when the clock strikes 12, because that's when people move to their best position. Because if you move to it before the clock strikes 12, you get squeezed off of it. The hold-in has typically worked. Roquan Smith, one of the rare exceptions where the guy shows up, doesn't practice, and eventually the team has to say, hey, you know, it's time to go. But I expect them to get this deal done with Jordan Love, especially because the head coach, Matt LaFleur, is going to be saying, I got to get ready for this game in Brazil against the Eagles with Sean Clifford and some other guy that I had to look up to make sure he was even a real person.
Mike, is that a Vikings hat you're wearing?
Yeah, you know, here's the problem. During my PFT Live hiatus, I don't, like, you know, get my hair properly configured, so I have to grab this hat.
No problem. I like it. It's a cool look. I just want to ask you this because it segues to the Vikings question we were debating earlier this morning. My sense is that you draft J.J. McCarthy where you drafted him. In today's NFL, I'm not sure about how long the apprenticeship should be. I think sooner is better in terms of giving him the keys to the car.
I'm a firm believer if you're going to use a pick that high on any player, you better be ready to play him sooner than later, or pick someone who will be ready to play sooner or later. That's the urgency in today's NFL, where every year is its own entity and teams change so dramatically one year to the next. I think the Vikings, what they want to do here, and there was an item from Kevin Seifert of ESPN.com that delved into what their plan was before Kirk Cousins left. They went to Cousins and said, here's what we want to do. We're going to be drafting as high as we ever have. We're never going to be in a position to get the first or second overall pick, ideally, because you don't want to be that bad. But we want to keep you for at least 2024 as the starter and maybe beyond, and draft a quarterback. And Cousins wasn't interested in that. And of course, he went to Atlanta. And that's exactly what they did to him in Atlanta. That's what makes that little wrinkle so hilarious. But it tracks with the idea that Kevin O'Connell, who was in Washington when Dwayne Haskins got forced onto the field before he was ready, O'Connell, I believe, wants to ideally see what they can do with Sam Darnold while J.J. McCarthy learns and prepares and gets himself ready to go. Kind of like what the Chiefs did 7 years ago with Patrick Mahomes, although that example does not square for many reasons. I mean, the Chiefs were a perennial playoff team with Alex Smith when they upgraded to Patrick Mahomes, and they gave Alex Smith one more year while they got Mahomes ready. But it's this idea, at a time when we don't see it happen very often, it's this idea of being patient with the investment, not rushing them onto the field. How many of these guys get ruined because they get thrust onto the field maybe before they're ready? And everything's happening, and you freak out, and you have a few bad games, and it becomes a snowball, and the next thing you know, you're Zach Wilson.
Mike, reading this morning, they are talking 18-game schedule. No surprise to anyone, but maybe it happens sooner than later.
Hey, there's nothing like a $14.1 billion Sunday ticket antitrust liability that creates an incentive for both sides here. But I think there's a way that the NFL will explore possibly foisting a chunk of the $14.1 billion onto the players, because the players got paid by this antitrust scam that the NFL was running with Sunday Ticket. And you could argue you've got to pay some of it back if we have to pay all of it back. But even moving forward, whatever they do to rectify the antitrust violation, if they lose on appeal, and they're going to exhaust every appeal, there's too much money at stake here for them not to do it. But if they have to ultimately change their ways and open this up and not overcharge the most passionate fans for Sunday tickets, so that most fans will say, I'll just watch the games on my local Fox and CBS affiliate, so the NFL could maximize the revenue from both Sunday Ticket / DirecTV and Fox and CBS. Going forward, the money could drop, the revenue drops, the salary cap drops, the players make less money. So I think it's in everyone's interest to say, let's find a way to make more money, because we're going to have to go back to these networks and negotiate deals. And the more games we have, the more weeks we have, the more windows we have, the more money we make.
Mike, 3 days into Bears practice and training camp, Caleb Williams looks the part. Obviously, here in Chicago, it excites people. Just curious, from your vantage point outside of the city, outside of the Bears, what kinds of things, are you looking for this preseason from Caleb Williams? What kind of things are you listening for from him?
Well, I will not declare him a success until there is breathless reporting that he hasn't thrown an interception for umpteen straight practices. Remember that with Marcus Mariota and the Titans 9 years ago? And that's all meaningless. Look, here's what matters. Here's what matters. And we won't know until it's time. What does he do when he's on the field against NFL caliber defenses where the windows are tighter, the players are faster, they're bigger, they're stronger? You've got to make it all work. And then you've got that first few games where they're not quite sure what you're going to do. And maybe Shane Waldron can fool some defenses until there's 4, 5, 6 games of film. And then they start figuring out what he does well, what he doesn't want to do, how they can try to pressure him, how they can try to confuse him. There's a ceiling you have to bust through halfway through that first season. That's when it's all proven. None of this, unless the reporting is that guys are wide open and he's throwing bounce passes to them, that would be cause for alarm. But there's no reason to get excited about any of this, because there are ways, and Chris Sims and I talk about this all the time, and Sims has the experience to back this up. There are ways to design plays in practice that are aimed at creating positive headlines, that are aimed at giving the quarterback a chance to have a big day so people get excited. So none of it matters until you're facing an opponent in a game that counts, week 1, and let's see what happens.
Thanks a ton, Mike. Great catching up.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys.
That is Mike Florio. Always fun to talk to.
Sweet hat. It's a really nice looking hat.
Well, he grew up a Vikings fan.
Yeah, I know. But it wasn't purple, so it wasn't obvious. It was just nice, a little shade of gray. Nice.
Look at you.
Like it.
You like a nice Vikings hat? What's going on in the world?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.